Churchill
had just led the country through the war, and in the first election after the end of the war, he was voted out. Ungrateful Londoners, ungrateful British people, and they put in a socialist government, and Lewis was all for it. So McLuhan, Lewis was so avant-garde, he said in 1929, I like to read this quote all the time, this is what you are, this is what we all are in our four aspects. We are, I'll just get the quote out, make it perfect, scroll down to W.L. File. He said in 1929, he's talking about another thing, but he doesn't want you to bring your political views in it. So he says, now, disregarding, if you can, whatever your political views may be, and then he gives what? Full disclosure. He tells them what his views are as he puts them aside, because that's not what this paragraph's going to be about, okay? So he's saying, disregard, if you can, whatever your political views may be, and mine are partly communist and partly fascist, with a distinct streak of monarchism in my Marxism, but at bottom, an anarchist with a healthy passion for order. Incredible contradictions and all that, right? But
yeah.
That's what we all are with our media environments. You're an anti-smoker. You're a fascist on that point, right? You're all for the laws that invaded from the Gutenberg values of the founding fathers of the United States, you know, 250 years ago. You had no right to impose anything on anybody else. That's under a literate condition. But you get into the electric age, then you're allowed to be a fascist and say, no more vitamins for you, buddy, or no more homeopathy, or no more pharma, big pharma, you know. Everybody is quite adamant about different technologies, and they say, I'm quite justified to tell you to stop smoking. You're ruining my life. This is fascism. Communism is people sharing things, sort of all agreeing, I guess, to get on the same page. And that's Super Bowl, okay? Everybody's a communist during the Super Bowl, the national religion. And then how are you what's the third one? A monarchist in your Marxism. So Marxism is another kind of communism, but it's more of an intellectual philosophy. The means of production are shared. Well, everybody is subject to the pension fund. Pension funds run the market. We're all based on that. So everybody's a Marxist in terms of pension funds. But they all live in their hyper media, what do they call them today? Your media room, your entertainment room, where you got your big TV and your big stereo and all this stuff, whatever that term is, the media room. That's where you're king of all the content that you survey in that media.
Yep.
All right? In your entertainment center at home. You're a king. You're a monarchist. And then you get on, then with the digital thing, you get on your iPhone while you're watching the Super Bowl while supporting ads that are against cigarettes. So, okay, take someone in the recent Super Bowl. They're against, what would they be against? They're against pronouns. No, what are they against? They're against Trump. That's a whole phenomenon, but let's go back before that. They're against rape at universities, I guess. Remember that was a big issue 20 years ago?
Yep.
The college girls were demanding they get on major media. They complained about the raping going on at school. Okay, so you're a nice citizen American. It's Super Bowl day. So you're a fascist supporting any of these abortion. No, abortion is it. You're pro-abortion. Or you're anti-abortion, but you're supporting one or the other. So that's your fascism, and you're imposing order on the chemical body from your bias. While watching the communist Super Bowl, sharing in the abundance that advertising offers and the halftime show, and you're a king of that. And meanwhile, you're on your cell phone texting on some Iron Dome payday chat line, saying Bob's talking a lot of nonsense. Well, I got crap Bob's saying, and that Katie. Why do we have to listen to her every 2 weeks? Okay, that's what you're.
We hate her.
This is what's being done in the chip body or the anarchist part of yourself, because nobody controls what you do in the chip body, and you're creating, but you have a healthy passion for order. Most people don't have a healthy passion for order. It's only supreme geniuses like Wyndham Lewis have a healthy passion for order while being an anarchist and a communist and a fascist and a monarchist. So, you're healthy. Some people respond to the guy putting us down on a chat line. And someone else, like Minimax, is watching. Oh, those are good YouTubes. So he takes those YouTubes, cut and paste them, and puts it in his file. He takes the swirl of information on the chat line and puts it in order by putting it in a file that he's going to look at later, right? So he can be orderly while engaging in the anarchy of chip texting. So, look, that's the average person doing all those environments. He's not a fascist. He's not a left-winger. He's not a right-winger. He's got all those four dynamics going on. Okay? That's the new McLuhanism. Yeah. What I just described is the stating the present, the way McLuhan is stating the present in 1959.
Well done.
Well done. Yes, thank you.
Well done.
I'm not even bothering going to look at the chat line to look at the misunderstanding and the confusion going on over
there.
Bob, to distract.
So we're now all at once and orderly at all at once.
Okay. The all at once world changes with the instant replay and then cable TV, where you don't engage in the, at least on the content level, you don't have to watch what everybody else is watching. You can tape it and watch it later. So the digital world is going to fragment the all-at-once world of McLuhan. This is where McLuhan's obsolete.
Oh, okay.
Okay? And noting, McLuhan said obsolescence means it's overused. It's so inconsequential, everybody's doing it. That's what he means by obsolescence. It doesn't mean that it disappeared. It's just not forming the ground and perceptions of society. So all universities and classes and, yes, workshops are obsolesced under ionic conditions. And so more and more information workshops are available. You got, you know, Sarah's kid, Noah, doing his own workshop in his YouTube world. Everybody's doing workshops and telling people stuff. Because information's obsolete, because a new environment obsolesces all that stuff, and that's ion. So ion is the new environment, the new technology, shaping our present, so everybody can ignore ion and starts posting and talking and having seminars and webinars on whatever ridiculous topic they're into. Okay?
So is that why?